Lord, to have church with us as we worship you and to adore you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm asking the Lord to show this, to share this with you, not what I just am seeing and experiencing. And he says, share it. Just as I began to pray, this room filled with angels, the heavenly host, and the heavenly choir. And the captain of the host, the Lord God of the host, is here. And his visage, his head is a lion's head. And he says, I'm about to roar to shake the earth. I'm about to roar to shake the earth. To awaken. I will no longer stand and allow my people to go through things. The enemy's had his day. He's on a leash. And I'm about to jerk him back. So be of good cheer. Be strong and be bold and be very courageous. And stand and wait for me. He that waits upon the Lord shall have his strength renewed. He'll run and he'll walk, not grow tired nor weary. Wait upon me. I shall do it, saith the Lord. My goodness. My goodness. The Lord said to share this with you all because you're mature and you need to hear these kinds of things. Because there is a greater realm of life than this physical realm. It's the realm of the Spirit where God is King and King of all kings and where we really have our true citizenship. We are His children. Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit a minute. I can't get past this. Seems like every sentence that he ends it with a roar. And the shaking of his massive head. The nations will tremble and rock and roll around. But I will establish. And the head of the church says this. He said, remember, I told you to pray first of all for those in authority and leaders of all nations so that they may be quiet and peaceful and all and live in godliness. That's why things are shaking up, to bring peace and godliness back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for good news.
Yes, amen.
Only you can do this, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And we will pray. We will believe. We will receive. And we'll use our authority in the name of Jesus to pull down strongholds. And we'll do what's right. And our nations will be freed. It's like he's a giant lion and he's just romping across the globe. My, I'm glad I didn't stay home. Shobaka. Jehite. Bamba bekiv mokum bakalate. The Lord says, stop this petty stuff. This little petty stuff. Wasting your energy and your time. What you're talking about is not going to change. It's not going to move because you don't have the control of it. Stop it. Listen to me. I'll bring you peace and life and victory. Stop it. And the word is to focus. Focus on one thing. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, we do. Renew, decide tonight to focus only on you. Tomorrow at 2:30, tonight, midnight, every second of our lives, Lord God, belongs to you. And we give you praise for it. And Lord God, the first voice we need to hear is yours. And we need to check out the spirits. And we need to obey you rather than man. And that includes ourselves. Oh, shola da banco kresila la da banco koko baka din di di bi bi baba kunti junto kula. And the heavenly host is beginning to warm up their voices and their instruments. They're beginning to make a joyful sound. A multitude of the host declaring that Jesus is Lord of all. No man can stop it because it's not of man. No one can stop it. Remember, I said to rejoice in the Lord always, and again, to rejoice. Remember, I told you that the joy of the Lord is your strength. In my presence is fullness of joy. You're about to see a revolution of joy in the body of Christ. For those that grab it by faith will get the first taste of it. Don't be like Thomas. Be like the others who believed and had not seen. You're my children. You live by faith. You walk forward. The waters part for you. Glory to God. Doors open for you. Even fiery furnaces cannot burn you. A thousand can fall at one side and 10,000 at the other side. But it won't come near you. Only you will see what happens to the enemy. It won't bother you. It will not touch you. You will experience the destruction of the enemy with your very own eyes. Stand, wait on me, and watch. Oh my goodness, Father. Oh, shombaka khrisukhrbi sikete. Ningnite bokopaka shombaba ke sikete. Oh. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He says, my presence will remain in this place. But we have to go. There's other churches we must attend tonight. Oh God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, let us not forget one thing about this. Amen. Burn it into our hearts and to our minds. Yes. Let us see it and hear it all over again, all the time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know if this has been recorded or not. Is it? Okay. And if somebody wants to jot some of this down, this is September the 9th, 2020. The King of Kings showed up right over there with a head like a lion and a host of army and singers behind him. And he would say something and shake his head and just... Then he would like almost romp across the globe.
Thank you,
Jesus. He was here tonight.
Hallelujah.
To speak to you and to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why it's important to come.
Exactly right.
And that's not a... It's just important to come. If not, you can listen to it, but it's not quite the same. Anybody experienced anything through this? Dan, you got something?
I knew something special was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens to spiritual people. You have an understanding, you have an unction, you have something, a voice or something that propelled you, compelled you to be where you're supposed to be. And oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I tell you, we don't have anything to worry about, but we got to wait on the Lord. What is it, Isaiah, 40 something? He that waits upon the Lord shall renew their strength like the eagles. He'll run and not be weary. He'll walk and not faint. Famous scripture. Somebody look that up right quick. And I think I'm pretty sure it's Isaiah 40 something, maybe 43. I'm not sure, but anyway, that's our instruction. Wait on the Lord. That don't mean you go take a nap and don't ever wake up. It just you let God do what God does. He's doing things, and we're right in the middle of it with Him. Okay.
Jimmy, God said that we can take
microphone, baby, microphone right there beside you.
That we can take this word that has been spoken tonight directly from heaven, directly from God. We can take it and dwell on it and speak it out and change the situations all about.
Yes.
But he said it's our responsibility because we've heard to take it. Watch what we say. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And it's urgent that we speak this out. God has chosen tonight for such a time as this. And that it will land on good ground. It will accomplish much. And we watch what we say. And we'll not be affected by this in any way. He said, but stand up and stand tall. And choose faith. And it shall make you tall. God said, my children, I love you. I've never left you nor forsaken you. And there's much peace coming, as has already been spoken by the prophet and the pastor and the teacher. So let it land on good ground. Think about it hereafter. Think about it tomorrow. Think about it the next day. And the next day, and begin to rejoice me and rejoice me and rejoice me for what I've said and what I'm going to do. Begin to praise me as if this has stopped and it's been stopped many months ago. But you need to praise me as if you see it in the natural, you praise me in the spirit, it shall come to pass. God said, I love my children. I do them no harm. But it's time to mount up with wings of eagles and soar and soar and soar. We'll soar through this. We'll have peace that passes all understanding. We'll not go weary in well-doing. We'll stand tall. Stand tall. God has chosen us for such a time as this. There should have been many, many more here. But God says, I trust you. I know y'all will stand and stand tall for your brothers and your sisters. Speak faith and know that, hey, this is over. We got the victory. In the name of Jesus, we got the victory.
Yes.
We shout the victory. Woo! Woo! Glory, glory, glory,
thank
glory.
You, Lord. Wow. Wow. Just flow in the Holy Ghost if you have something. Thank you, Lord. 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 This does something to me on the inside about forewarning or telling people the importance of God in their life. Y'all cold? Would you turn it up to about 71 or something like that, please? 72. Thank you. That we need to forewarn. I just want to go tell somebody. Get in the car and go. There's some folks in my mind.
Yeah.
That brings me to something else we're going to talk about in just a second here. We've been told to go to the world. And we do that. You go into the world every day of your life and you're letting your light shine. But there are some that we need to specifically touch base with in our own church family that either been missing for a long time or going through stuff. We don't know until we ask. I've been doing some visiting, and I know Jimmy and David has been doing a lot of visiting to people that need to be visited. So we need to pray, first of all, that God will turn these people around. Because this is not just anybody. They're key people in our church. I don't have to tell you. You know who they are. Because they hadn't been here in a while. And that's no shame. Don't judge anybody. That's just love them. And tell them how important it is to be in His presence with your brothers and your sisters and your family. God just don't, He's just not going to show up anywhere, anytime and tell stuff like this to people He does not trust.
Right.
Hebrews chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, talks about baptizings and this and this and this. And the Holy Spirit wrote and said, we will get past these things. We'll go on to deeper things if the Lord permit.
Amen.
Now, that's been a little quandary. What do you mean if the Lord permits? Sure, He wants this to happen. But if the people are not obedient, if they're not mature, if they're not faithful, He is not going to share that with them. So when you read that, it seems like God's in, you know, He's just picking and choosing. No, it's the people.
Amen.
He's not withholding anything. There's an open heaven between here and there. We have the Holy Ghost, we have the Word of God, and we hear His voice. He speaks to us all the time, but we don't hear all the time. But there are things out here that we need to get past the petty stuff. Get on with the one thing that's most important, and that's Jesus Christ of Nazareth and everybody else in this world that needs to know Him. And those that have fallen behind, we need to go back and pick them up. Maybe they're injured. Maybe they'd be rescued. I don't know. But I know Jesus went back and got to one sheep when He had 100. And you go and you talk to them. Or you text them. You do. What do you do? But the Holy Ghost is your lead and guide on that. Amen? And He'll prepare hearts. And you'll share the Word with them in God's love. And they're all coming back. They're all coming back. I said they're all coming back.
Amen.
They're all coming back.
Coming back.
I'm going to tell you something. I answered this the other day, and it sounds so elementary. It's so true, because we heard it from another ministry that we hear and we know very well, who are great people. Let's pray for so-and-so to happen. So, yes. And then they turn right around and just begin negative. Well, I hope it works, you know, or, you know, you don't know how bad it's going to be. Why do you end your prayer with that? End your prayer with a thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's done.
It is done. Well, it don't look like it. When have we ever been told to live by what we see? If we went by what we felt like sometimes, we wouldn't get out of the bed every morning, would we? But we are the church, the body of Christ. David, you want to share? He and I have been talking this afternoon before church. And like I said, he and Jimmy have been visiting. And we need some volunteers, especially some ladies, because it is just not good for a man to go visit a woman that's home by herself. You can't do that anymore. Should have never done it to start with, I guess. But these are days that are different. And used to, you could just go start knocking on doors all over town. You shouldn't do that anymore, probably. Because there's probably someone on the other side that's high as a Georgia pine, they might want to shoot you or something. I believe God will protect you, but, you know. So anyway, but David, you want to come up here with me and get that microphone there, and you just begin to share what's on your heart. And but there again, I know this is a great crowd to ask and speak this to. Maybe we'll bring this up again on Wednesday nights, because y'all are it. Go ahead.
What we're asking for is, there's some people we know and we've already went to see. But me and Jimmy sat around, pick our heads, trying to figure out who to go see. And one of our problems is, who and where do they live? So what we're asking is, if you know somebody, whether they come all the time, you know, had come and quit coming, or just somebody, your neighbor, that you want us to visit, write their name down on a piece of paper and their address and give it to me or Jimmy, so we'll know somebody to go see. Another thing, there's two other things I'm going to ask for. One, Brother Jimmy's already mentioned, there's a couple ladies in our church that I want to go visit, just because one's lost a husband, or both of them's lost a husband. I just feel it's the right thing to do. But I got enough sense about me to know I need a lady to go with me, or go with Jimmy. He's probably going to go too. So I'm asking, if there's a lady or a couple ladies in here, y'all feel impressed that this is something you want to do, again, write your name down, your phone number down, so that I can call you. It won't be every Tuesday night. It'll be when we decide to go see a woman, or if you want to go to other times, you're more than welcome. But I'm asking for somebody to volunteer so that we can do that. One other thing that God put on my heart to ask somebody to do, and I think it's very important, I'm looking for some prayer warriors.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some people that will give me their names and their phone numbers, that when me and Jimmy get ready to go, that I can text you and say, hey, we're going to see so-and-so, and for y'all to be praying that when we go, the Holy Spirit will already be there, the words will come, and they'll receive what we got.
Yes.
And there's one last thing, and I think this is very important too. I'm looking for some people. Again, I need names and your phone number so I can text you, that when we go see people, that you're willing. Don't say you're going to do it if you ain't going to do it. But you're really willing to reach out to these people after we've went. Give it a week or so. Start texting them. Call them. Me and Dana's been working on a lady, I guess it's hard to say it, I almost said it anyway, Samurai Seymour's wife, Miss Nancy. She has been in therapy for over a year, can't walk. And we've reached out to her. And I started texting her. Dana's been texting her. This lady is getting up and beginning to walk now.
Praise God.
But she's struggling right now. I just texted her, and she hadn't been in therapy here lately. So that's the importance of people reaching out to these people.
Right.
These people are hurting.
Yes.
They've got to know that somebody cares.
Right.
I need these people to help me. Right. I need addresses. I need places to go. But I also need, like I said, some women that will go with us from time to time. But those prayer warriors and those people that will really reach out. You say, well, I don't know what to say. Danny, did you know what to say? God give her the words. It's a ministry, people.
Yes.
We're in an end time harvest.
That's exactly right.
We've been saying this for years and years and years. The harvest is white. Well, what are we going to do? Are we going to sit back and let the world win? Let this virus win? I'm sick of this darn virus.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the God that we serve is more powerful than anything.
Yes.
And he's wanting to work.
Yes.
He is wanting to work.
Yes.
But he needs soldiers. He needs foot soldiers.
That's right.
You're going to be the one to go out and hit the field. The one that's going to stay home and pray is just as important as the one that knocks
exactly
on the door.
That's exactly right.
So if that fits you, write your name down. Tell me what part you want to play. But I'm asking you, if you say you're going to play it, play it.
Right.
Do what you ask.
Right.
What you say you'll do.
Right.
Amen. And like I said, if it's some guys that want to go with us sometimes,
yeah,
more than welcome.
Yeah.
We don't go, Jimmy, what do we say, about 20 minutes? We don't stay long because people's cooking supper and stuff like that. So we just go and we share God's love with them, tell them they missed and try to pray for them. And we've seen hearts.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen people cry.
Right.
And the reason they cry, they didn't think nobody cared.
Right.
God cares.
Yes.
Be the soldier.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Just give it back to Ann.
Last night at our women's meeting, we added David and Jimmy to the prayer list, and we changed their going visiting to going harvesting.
Good deal.
So that's what they're doing. They're harvesting and bringing them.
Good deal. Yeah, what'd you say?
And brothers, they don't have to be in it. I mean, we're going planter time. We're going airport.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't need, as Brother Hagin says, fish in, in your own bathtub. You need to spread out, you know. There's a lot of fish out here in the world. So, anyway, but what God has given us here, as for Ann and myself, not on our watch. Now, things have gone out the door, but, hey, they're still alive. They can still come back. Been gone for years, but they've never left our hearts. Unless you've been a pastor, you don't understand. I feel things. Ann feels things. And now we don't know what you had for breakfast yesterday, okay? And we really don't care. But we can tell when there's a spiritual battle going on. And of course, you don't have to be real spiritual to understand. Somebody hadn't been here that's been here for years and years and years, and all of a sudden they're not here anymore. We don't have to do a rocket scientist to figure out something's up. And you reach out to them, and that's all you can do. You know, you can't. It's against the law to put a gun to the head and bring them to church, I guess, wouldn't it be? But you want to do that sometimes because, you know, as David and I were talking about, there's plenty of gospel on the TV. You can hear better preaching anytime, any day than probably in here. But there's no covering through that TV.
Right.
There's a covering here. And we got some folks that can share some testimony about just being in the church. There's a supernatural covering goes with that. That's why it's important to be in your set place and be there every time the door opens. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I guess we've poked and prodded and meddled long enough, I guess. But these things need to be said. Go ahead.
About where that scripture was in Isaiah 40:31.
Isaiah 40:31. Wait upon the Lord. He that waits upon the Lord shall have his strength renewed.
Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not be faint.
Not faint. Something to that. You've always said, don't get in front of the Lord now. But also, don't lag behind him either. You just got to be on time. Amen? Praise God. Anyone else have anything they want to share? This has been dynamite. And my watch is at home. What time you got in? I did it on 14 minutes till. Prayer request sheets are going around. Yeah.
You were talking about the roar.
Yeah.
Right before church started, I had text Andy.
No.
Yes, I did. At 7 o'clock, I texted him.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
We got it, Andy? Can you find it? Well, we're going to hear Jesus roar on the CD player. And we're going to turn it up loud. You know, this roar happened. You know, I heard the roar.
He's got that on his phone.
Happened years ago by the Spirit. I heard the roar. And then we found it. Andy and them did. And we can put it on speakers now. But this is not going to compare to Jesus' roar.
No.
I did that what I heard a while ago. I mean, nobody's going to stand before this. Hallelujah. That is too cool.
It is.
That just confirms things, doesn't it, Verdell? That's what real church does. Just confirms the word with signs and wonders following. Hallelujah. Who's got some good news? Have I got any good news? We already had a bunch of good news. Dina.
I saw on the news this afternoon that UAE, United Arab Emirates, has proclamated to all their restaurants to have kosher meals on the menu now for their Israeli visitors so they can have their own type of food when they come to visit. And President Trump was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
He was.
That's good news for the world.
That's good news for the world. You speak, you talk about a line of God's mouth. Praise be to God. Whew. Good things are happening. Ready? I think those new speakers are paying off, buddy. Let's hear that again, a little bit louder. Woo! Keep that close by for Sunday. Woo! Dina, if you'd have heard that coming in that Burger Long last night with that going on, you'd be in Columbus. I texted Dina a little about 6 o'clock. Was that when you started? I was out and I didn't get to do this. And I said, Dina, my phone's blowing up. The alarm's going off. She said, I said, are you okay? Yeah. And we hung up. And she texted me back and said, well, that alarm ran the devil clean off. He's not around anywhere. Like ran her off too. But the alarm is fixed. Guys, the door is fixed, I hear. The little alarm won't get knocked off anymore, so we're up to speed with that. And we got the nursery, the camera in the nursery was sideways, because in my monitoring office, the nursery was sideways. But got that fixed, too, and other little things. So anyway, we're going good. Anybody else have something? Have I got good news?
James went to work yesterday.
Yeah.
See if he can do it.
Yeah.
But he stayed all day.
Praise God, y'all. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Woo! For James Harrelson. You just fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, when he gets here.
Yep.
This is not the man you used to know. Don't tell me Jesus ain't real. Glory to God. And that the supernatural world's not real out there either. But what's in you is greater than what's in this world. It's not even close. It'd be like you getting in the ring with an ant.
Uh-huh.
Under our feet. Yeah. I just go. Battle's over. Glory to God. Come on, girl.
My friend here did not drown in the river.
Let us have more. We need more information. Her friend Jan did not drown in the river.
My friend who cannot swim, who teased down the river and turned over. On the log, under the log, but my other friend pulled her out.
Yeah. All we can say is thank God for friends.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, girls, y'all wearing my blue jeans out.
And the preacher Sunday.
I know, y'all about got the preacher killed up there.
Wound up in a ditch with his horse on top of him. But, and I'm going to tell you, Satan is trying to take us out. He can't.
He can't do it. Can't do it. Luke's never said, the devil can't take you out. Do I?
One of them jumped up and confessed healing and wholeness and victory.
Well, you don't have to prove it to me. Just stay out of the water. Stay on your horse. And maybe, Joy, just stay home. I don't know. All right. Thank you for that information. That's great. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why do you laugh about people falling down?
They're okay.
They're okay. Well, we have one of our own here tonight fell down, but we won't call Dina's name. She was so happy about getting that Mexican restaurant, she fell down getting in there. Taco Dina. Yeah. She got up a while ago and said, "You all right? I fell down today." I said, "Oh, that's when you know how old you are when you fall down." Hip you up,
help me
or
up
catch it. Let me ask you something. Where were your angels that you wouldn't dash your foot against a stone?
I send them off every day. I don't know.
Well, tell to them to stay close by. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Okay, let's move on. Hallelujah. Announcements. Our bulletin just gets brought up. Sunday is special offering day. This coming Sunday, we return to full schedule. This coming Sunday night, we have a baptizing. Braden Morgan gets baptized, and then we'll break out of there, and our youth will go to their youth things. It'll all get handled just right, okay? But what better way to start your youth than to have a baptizing of the youth? Whew, glory to God. Take that, devil. Okay, and then check your Facebook for information concerning all things. Nursery schedule will be up and running, and we'll have that by Sunday, or you'll be contacted if you are the person that got drafted to do that. That's not my department. So anyway, it went to a higher level than me. And then, again, I want to thank all of you for what all we've been through with the anniversaries and the renovations, all your help, all your support, and praise be to God. We got everything paid for just about probably that I know of. Maybe some straggling bill coming in and out. But hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that great? Still got money in the bank. Hallelujah. That's great, isn't it? All right. Okay. The sheets are going around. Have praise. And you got a song for us? All right. Let's listen. I can't hardly wait. Wow. What a night. Come on.
I have for you, declares the Lord. Oh, yeah. I know the plans I have for you, declares the to prosper you, plans never to harm you. They are plans to give you bright hope and a future too.
These are the plans.
Yes, these are the plans. Are the wonderful plans.
These are the
plans the Father has for you.
plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Yes, they're plans, awesome plans, to prosper you, the will of God for your life. Oh, they're plans never to harm you. No, 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 but they're plans to get you, give you bright hopes and a future too. Yes, these are the plans. These are the plans, good plans from our Lord. The plans the Father has for you. You know, I've been in this journey a long time. It's been so wonderful to allow God's plans to unfold within my life. And I've discovered that He's such a good God. He wants to help you. He wants to lift you. He wants to raise you. And His will for your life, there's no place like it. And it's something that perpetually unfolds. So open wide your heart and trust Him. Be all in. Give full place to Him. Receive His plans for your life. It's what you need the most. Let's embrace the plans, Lord, to fully prosper you. They are His plans, oh, His plans, never to harm you. Thank you, Jesus. They are plans to give you bright hopes, give you a future too. Yes, these are the plans. Oh, Father, we thank you for the plans. He's got great plans for your life. Receive the will of Jesus Christ. Oh, these are the plans. The great plans, the awesome plans He has for you. Surrender your life. Open your heart. Give place to the plans. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Thank you, Andy. We have truly been impacted tonight by the living Word. The one thing that stands out to me at this point in time after having seen that in the Spirit and hearing that, and Andy hit it round the head playing that song, God has a plan for all of us, not to harm you, but to prosper you. And Jesus said the same thing tonight. Wait on me. Watch and see what I'm going to do. It's going to be okay. Amen. I don't know of a better message for a better time anywhere in the world than for Jesus, the head of the church, to tell His people, wait on me. Amen. Help is on the way. You will not be harmed. We can find peace in that tonight. You can sleep better tonight. I would tell you this, or suggest this to you. Don't get up in the morning and turn on CNN.
Amen.
In fact, just don't turn it on at all. Spend your day rejoicing in the Lord. What you hear on TV is not going to change a thing, except your mind and your blood pressure. I'm not saying be ignorant, live under a rock, but I'm saying this. Do not let that stuff. What was the Lord's word? Don't let petty stuff get to you. Right? There are bigger things. We got to stay focused on the Lord. And focused is the word. Was that Sunday night God had that word? You want to go to the other side?
Right. Last Wednesday night.
Andy played a song. I'm sitting right here, Dina right behind me. And he said, you asked Dina this question, but it's for everybody. It's because she had been experiencing that and making that decision. Anyway, do you want to go to the other side? And she said, yes. And I said, well, that's for everybody too. We want to go to the other side. And that's where we were going tonight until the Lord showed up to change our plan. But he had a better plan. Oh, Lord, did he have a better plan? But we still need to get to the other side. And the word that I had too last week was focus. It's easy to get our eyes off the Lord, get emotional about this and that, and get our eyes off the Lord. Amen. You may run out of gas on the interstate. Don't get your eyes off the Lord. He's the one that can help you. He'll send somebody along with a gas can and help you out, right? Just like y'all had a flat tire one time on a trailer coming back, didn't you? Yeah. Huh?
Sent him twice.
She
turned him away the first time. The rest of the life,
and
God sent him back. I gave her a look like,
you better keep
him out.
We do need help. We do need
help.
We all need help. I promise you that. Help is on the way. Help is here. And God's got this under control. He's not shaking. He's not nervous. This thing's fixing to get fixed. In Jesus' name. So let's just wait on him to do it. We'll do what we're supposed to do, right? Right. We're going to watch and pray. Okay, let's bring this prayer request down, and we'll pray with those, and we'll be dismissed. Hallelujah. Did they give them all to you?
I guess so.
I guess. Well, they got the main one up here, didn't they?
Yep.
Couldn't ask for a better Holy Ghost man than you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay our hands on his list. Huh? Oh, come on in here, baby. Whoa, I got it. All right. We got two A-teams up here. Come on, girl. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord, you are more than words can say and our minds can comprehend. But Lord, we live by faith. What we saw, what we heard, changed us forever, as your word always does. But Father, as we lay our hands on these list of people's names, businesses, whatever it is, Lord God, I know the plans that you have for these people. You want them to prosper, and you're not going to hurt them. So, Lord, I thank you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, healing, strength, victory, and power belongs to the church, the glorious church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the force on the earth that dominates. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody say it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Tell somebody I love them before you go. I love you before you go. Wow.